You have your Bibles? I want to tell you something about the book of Romans. I'm going to pull a text from the book of Romans, but I want to tell you something about it. It'll give you a great understanding of what the instruction that God will give you for the new year, for your life, how to be victorious and how to be successful. And so I'm going to give you instruction out of the book of Romans. I'm going to deal with a certain subject for a few moments. I'm just glad you're here. I'm glad for the out-of-state people who are here. And all the surrounding area who have come, thank you so much. We're glad to have you. I'm going to explain something about the book of Romans. The book of Romans has 16 chapters in it. But if you don't know the dissecting of the book, you wouldn't know who Paul is speaking to at a certain time. The Apostle Paul wrote the book of Romans, and there are some things he's going to say to us tonight that going to step us into a supernatural realm. Supernatural mean beyond your reasoning. And supernatural mean beyond natural facts. It might be a natural fact that something going on in your life. Might be a satanic fact that the enemy didn't jump on you some kind of way. But the supernatural overrule that. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, it might be some kind of attack in your family, some kind of attack on your body, some kind of attack on your job, attack on your finances. Attack on your relationship might be a fact that you're having a problem, but the supernatural overrule that. God is a supernatural God. So what we need to know about Romans, I want you to know this before we read. Romans is in 16 chapters. The first section, the first chapter 1 through 8, expresses what have been called the gospel according to Paul. Meaning that the only way to fellowship with God is by grace through faith in the risen Jesus Christ. The second session, chapter 9 through 11, expounds Paul's expectation that the Jews, who have largely refused his teaching, will one day accept it. So now from the first to the eighth chapter, you're talking about the gospel, but the ninth, the ninth and 10th and 11th chapter, when you're reading the book of Romans, he's talking to the Jews. But then in the 12th chapter now, he goes back to connect with the 8th chapter. In the 8th chapter, he talked about life in the Spirit. And he's talking about the gospel and the relationship with Jesus. And you just got to singing about the blood. So in the 12th through the 16th chapter, and we're going in the 12th chapter, that's why I want you to know that. The 12th to the 16th chapter, he take up where he stopped teaching in the 8th chapter, the 9th, 10th, and 11th chapters for the Jews. First through the 8th chapters for Christian. Now we're going back to the Christian. We went through the 9th, 10th, 11th chapter. Now we're going to the 12th chapter, and this will make a profound impact on your life if you understand it. The 12th to the 16th chapter in the book of Romans describes how people saved by grace through faith in Christ should live and behave. Amen. With that in mind, Romans chapter 12 now. Romans chapter 12. I don't know if you got all that, but you get it off the table. Romans chapter 12. I can't explain all that. Keep explaining it. But Romans, I want to give you some idea, because you can get confused in reading the Bible, because you'll start... Let's go. We're going to come back to Romans. Romans, I want our man text, but I want to show you something else in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to give you time to get there because it's so important, the route we're going to take for these few moments. It's so important. 1 Thessalonians what? Chapter 5, verse 23. Verse 23. You see it? All right, it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." Sanctified means set you apart. You can't set yourself apart, but the Spirit of God can. Sanctify you, and notice the word holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. It tells you that your whole person consists of three parts. All right? And I pray God your whole what? And what? And body. Be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then the 24th verse says something, then we'll go to Romans and see how you're going to do it. All right? Because he deal with all three in Romans 12, the spirit, the soul, and the body. And I'm going to give you a subject, and I'm going to give you something to look for in January, February, March, April, May, June, and down through the year. The 24th verse says, you hear the 24th verse?
Yes.
Now he said this to us. Now look what he says now. Faithful is he, faithful is God that calleth you, who what?
Also
will do what? Sanctify your whole man. Notice the chronological order. Spirit first, then soul, then body. So you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. Now just it's all right when you get interrupted by the Holy Ghost, right? Yeah, so I had a Holy Ghost interruption. We're going to Romans, but I want you to look at Hebrews 4:12. He will give you a better insight of how powerful the Word of God is. And the Word of God is able to do, well, all right, he interrupted me again. So go to Hebrews 4:12, put a finger there, and it'll be real clear. Hebrews 4:12, all right, put a finger there, and go to Ephesians 6:17. And we're going to sit down in a minute, but I want you to see something. Ephesians 6:17, go there, and I think we'll have a better concept, a better understand what the Holy Spirit want to say to us tonight and how he want to help us and love on us and show us some things how to win. Everybody want to win.
Yeah.
And nobody won't be no loser. He won't hang around no loser. If they ain't got no mind, go get on around me. The second part of Ephesians 6:17 says, and the sword of the Spirit. You see that? What he is what? So the Word of God is called a sword of the Spirit. In other words, it can deal with the Spirit. It has the ability to align the Spirit in the right position with God to receive manifestations and demonstration out of the ordinary. So you're not going to live an ordinary life in 2015. After tonight, you're going to be set to live an extraordinary life because you're going to know how to use the sword. You cannot sanctify your whole spirit, soul, and body. God can't do it for you without the sword. See, the Word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. Now, in that, the Holy Spirit called my attention to something else now. I want you to have good understanding of this. In that, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. The Bible says, you don't need to turn there, the Bible says in John 6:63, the words that the flesh profits nothing. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. I want you to hear something. Then he says, the words that I speak to you, the words, there we had word again, they are spirit and they are life. So the spirit and life in the word is the only thing can do what God had for us to do tonight. All right? Now, look how powerful, and the only instrument that can do this is the Word of God, this book. Look how powerful this word is in Hebrews 4:12 now. Look how powerful this sword of the Spirit is. Look how powerful it is. What it would do for you. What it would do for you. You can't do this yourself. You know, a lot of people want to be good. A lot of people want to be right. A lot of people want to stop habits. But behavior, you can't stop behavior by stopping behavior. See, behavior came through a mindset. So if you want to check a behavior, you got to check your mindset. That's what we're going to deal with your mind tonight, check your mindset. Because your heart already, but your soul over there, your mind within your soul, is not ready to relate properly. So therefore, Satan have access to you. Now, I want to fix it where Satan won't have no access to your life in this new year. So there in Hebrews 4:12, I hope you're following me. It makes spiritual sense here. We looked at the sword of the Spirit. We looked at God. God said, God told us to do something. Then he told us his favor, he'll do it. But what I'm saying to you, I'm going to say two words now. Don't get upset with me. Ignorant innocent, innocent ignorance. Innocent ignorance. God will not be able to do this for you. You have to clear it up with instruction, inspiration from the Holy Spirit. You can do this. But you have to have the instruction from the Word so you can agree with God, so God can make happen in your life what he want to make happen. See, it's you and God. It's not just God. This 2015 will not just be God. It'll be you and God. And if you know how to come in agreement with God, alignment with God, and position yourself where you can hear God's voice, where you can hear the Holy Spirit talking to you, telling you, no, don't go right, turn left. You see, and you be to operate in the spirit of faith, then you won't go through the rigmarole or the old routine of religion. Going to church, not receiving nothing, coming back next Sunday. Well, I'm going to skip this Sunday. I'm going to go next Sunday because I'm not excited about going anyway, but it's the right thing to do. That's the way mom and them raised me. I need to go to church, but I know I'm not going to get nothing. I hope her and them get back in the car. No, that's a real life. I find I've been in church. I think I've been in New Year's for 43 years. I've been in church. New Year's have caught me in the house of the Lord for 43 years. But I get something out of it. And I came to give you something tonight. So I want you to think about it. Now, you got the sword of the Spirit. Now watch how powerful this sword is. God give us his word to be like him. God is a winner. How many of y'all know God is a winner? How many of y'all know God is victorious? How many of y'all know God will not lose one battle in 2015? How many of y'all know this? God won't miss one paycheck. No, he won't miss nothing. So here in the 12th verse it says, Hebrews 4:12, you there? For the word of God is quick. That same sword of the Spirit. Quick mean alive. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Sword of the Spirit. Got me? Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul. Here we go again. And spirit and joint and marrow. Now joint and marrow is talking about the body. So three times we've seen, well two times because we're going to Rome, we're going to see it again. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, the Bible says a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thoughts and intent of the heart cannot be right if your mind is not renewed. Your mind has effect on your heart, and your heart has effect on your mind. Now, your mind is in that category called a soul realm. Remember he said, your whole spirit and soul and body? That mind is the intellect, but that mind, there's an original mind that God wanted you to have. See, Adam named all the animals. We're going to sit down a minute. Adam named all the animals. Boy, he said, man, Adam was real smart. He named a giraffe. God let him name all the animals. But actually, it was God naming the animals through Adam because Adam had God's mind. And so you can't renew something that wasn't originated. And so there's a way for the Christian, oh my God, there's a way for you, child of God, to think like God. God said, my thought are not your thought, my ways are not your ways. But let me tell you something. He showed us a way to have his thought and to think like him. And the Bible talks about, you listening? The Bible talks about in Philippians 4:8, what to think about. Whatever is pure, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report. See, think on these things. See, the Bible tells us what to think about. And then if you back up in that same opening, we're going to sit down in a minute. Back up. Well, y'all, we're doing pretty good here. We're back up in that same opening. Go to Philippians chapter 4. I want you to look at that 7th verse. See, people got their heart covered and their mind open. They got their heart. See, they're protecting their heart, but their mind I'm gonna make a statement. You ready?
Yes,
sir. How many believers we got now, Christian? The only access Satan has to you is through your mind. And no demon can get you, and no spirit can get you. He got to go through your mind first. If you know how to handle your mind, you can handle your habit. You can handle all defeats. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen now. You came here. God wanted you to be here to hear this. And the Holy Spirit is going to help you with this. You see, the trouble you have is not because you didn't pray. Not because you didn't read the word. Any trouble you having as a child of God, Satan has only one means of messing you up. It's spelled L-I-E. He tells a lie. He give a lie to your mind, and then you got to think about that lie, and you think you thought it, but you didn't think it. As him planting that in your mind. So now you have to know how to resist the thought that don't line up. Now in Ephesians, in Philippians 4, I just want you to see something. Philippians 4:7. See, you can't keep one. Come on now, class, come on. See, you can't keep one. I'm going to tell you how to keep them both. See, every time in your life, some way, somehow, you become a renegade, or some way, somehow, you miss the mark, or some way, somehow, you get depressed and oppressed and think you're not going to make it, is somewhere he done messed with your mind. So he says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding that shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So I want you to see your heart and your mind, listen, has to be kept spiritually. I'm going to show you how to do that. All right? Now, I forgot how many thoughts this here point and think a day, but a thousand of them. Just coming. But if you know what to do, you can handle it, all right? So I'm going to show you how. Now, Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your strength, all your might. And then he says, and all your mind. Now, you may be seated. Now, I said all that to show you this. If I can get you to hear me these few minutes, this is the word for this year. And this is how you got to work it out. I'm going to explain when I give you this. I'm going to explain it to you. We're stepping into the year of supernatural transformation. Now, what transformation mean, Reverend? The change of one thing to another, usually by substitution. He took our place, you know. Stepping into this supernatural, notice the word supernatural, transformation. The word got to be involved. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit got to be involved. Guess who else? You have to be involved. But the word transformation means conversion. It means a shift. It means a changeover. Now, as you grow in the Spirit, if you're under the right hearing, the right teaching, your life just changing and changing to the better and changing to the better. Why? You're maturing in the Spirit. You're maturing in the Spirit. The story was told of a couple who didn't understand God's creation, and the butterfly was trying to come out of the cocoon. Okay? And the butterfly was just flapping his wing, and the lady felt so sorry, she wanted to try to help him get out of the cocoon so he can get fly away. And there was someone who understood the process. And they said to her, no, that's in God's process. As that butterfly beat against that cocoon to get out, he strengthened his wings for when he do get out. And so what we're doing here now, we might beat against the cocoon a while, but you strengthen your wings and you will come out flying. Romans chapter 12. Now, I told you Romans chapter 12, take up from Romans chapter 8 as Paul taught the gospel. And then Romans chapter 12 is a commentary or explanation on how to do 1 Thessalonians 5:23. All right? You know, let's read 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Let's read it again. Then we're going to Romans 12. So, well, Reverend, how long do you think you have here to hold us here tonight? Well, the whole year of 2015, you hear? I ain't going to be that long. I just want to help you. You came. I just want to bless you. I want to be a blessing. You back at 1 Thessalonians 5 now? And then get Romans 12 because we'll move. Because I got some principles I want to give you to live by and things you can do in the new year to bring success in your life. Bring some breakthrough. How many need some breakthrough? How many got some things, new things they want to accomplish in the year to come? If you don't want to accomplish nothing, my sister or brother, you are dead already. Because you got to keep moving in the spirit. You can't stay still. You got to keep moving in the spirit. You heard that? Yeah, you can't park in the spirit. No. The spirit world is always moving. And you have to learn to move with the spirit world. I love this life. I don't love it because I'm a preacher. I love it because I'm a Christian. I love it because I know Christ. I know Jesus. I know the Holy Spirit. I know the kingdom. I love it, and I'm learning every day. All right, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I want you to read it with me. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now read the 24th verse. Now, what I want to say here is, we go to Romans now. We can't sit around and wait for him to do it. We have to position ourselves to be in alignment with what he want to do. Now, listen, all y'all look at me. Every person here can do this. You're a Christian. You can do this. The things that we're going to learn tonight is very simple. You can do it. The Holy Spirit is here to help you. But I can tell you right now, your life going to change tonight. Amen. I can sense it in the spirit. I can sense why they were singing that song. I can sense it, that there's an atmosphere here. Everybody who here want to be here, and therefore you can take this thing and do it. Now look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Now you take back up after the life on the spirit. Now let me go back to Romans 8. I'm going to read this and we'll go back to Romans 8 and I'm going to show you a few things where we're taking up from. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, now watch all three. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, now, notice what he said. I beseech you, all right? Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that God present your bodies. That Jesus, the church, who? Oh, the Reverend. No, the Reverend can't do this for you. That you present your bodies a living, good God Almighty, a living sacrifice. Holy. See, the people are scared of that word. That's not a cussing word. That's not a bad word. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, what he's talking about there when he said you're reading the service? Worship. You know, you're by yourself. Lord, I thank you. You've been good to me. I want to praise you. You're the most high God. Glory to God. You're in the house by yourself. Hallelujah. See. So that's your body. Now look at verse 2. And be not conformed to the world. Now, what happened if you don't know transformation? You're going to have to take what the world put on you, and you're going to have to take what the politicians say, or what somebody else, some other group say, or what religion say. If you don't walk off in a revelation, you're going to be strangled by religion. If you don't step off in a revelation that the Holy Spirit can reveal himself to you, you're going to be stuck in routine. I'm talking about a fresh day, a fresh hour, and a fresh moment. I'm talking about having an adventure with God. Well, I wonder how God's going to handle this. I know I can't handle it. I wonder how God's going to handle this. God is about to show himself strong again. See, that's exciting, man. Not no humdrum going to church, just going, whizzing up, you know. No, it can happen just like that. So watch what he says now. Watch what he says in the second verse. And be not conformed to this world, but be you what? See, that's that word transformation there. And you got to be transformed by the soul of the Spirit of the Word of God. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Underline renewing of your mind. You can't renew something that didn't exist before. I told you about Adam. All right. Renew, that you may prove whether that good and acceptable. Look at that. Good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, baby, if you get to the good, acceptable and perfect will of God, the blessing of God going to run you down, run you over. I'm telling you, you get to a place where you know how to function in the will of God on purpose. That's enough for you in the new year right now. So, Reverend, I like to do that. I won't be on purpose. And don't mess with me. Everybody in your life bless it. If you don't like blessing, my sister, brother, no, I can't call you sister, brother. You're not saved. All right, so Romans 12:1, you got the body, right? Romans 12:2, you're dealing with the mind, but you're actually dealing with the soul. What it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Beloved, I wish above all things your profit and be in health, even as your soul profit. Soul, very important. Your mindset, okay? You take the same word of God and change your mind to what God wants. Now, in verse 3 of the same opening, we're doing what it said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, but now we're cooperating with God. It says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. So you think with the mind there again. But to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man, then he deal with the heart now. The measure of faith, because faith works in the heart. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go now. So when your spirit is renewed, you can flow in accordance with the rivers of the spirit spontaneously and with freedom. This is the time for you to begin to renew your mind. And I'm going to tell you how to do it, all right? What will happen if you renew your mind? To advance to a greater level of transformation, conversion, change, new. Watch this. Boy, it is time for you to let go of a mentality that limits you in fulfilling God's purpose. Look at me. God wants to shine through you. God wants you to have the best that can be had in this earth's realm. He has provided for you to be on top, unlimited, and testifying to his name. God did it. The prayer, I'll pray with you later on, but right now I want to go. And some other. As Paul wanted to help the Roman believers, I want to help the Darorian tonight. Now, listen to what I'm saying very carefully, because I brought you enough introduction. I want you to see what shift in the Lord wants to take in your life and to carry the new year with you. He wanted to put their human culture into perspective. Everybody say human culture.
Human.
All right. So that they can renew their minds by the Spirit of God. Got that? Now you got to listen for it. I had you say human culture for a reason. And begin to live according to a spiritual culture. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about a revelation that is received and acted on, and miracle signs and wonders can come. Now, this spiritual culture that he's talking about in Romans 12, 1 through 3, he's talking about a spiritual culture that you can put your whole man in, is based on the nature and the character of God. You listening?
Yes,
we live in a society by the fall. And so the human culture and ignorant Christian are living in a culture of the fall. And every believer, I saw you hold your hand up, every believer, we are spiritual citizens of God's kingdom. You agree with that? Can I get an amen there? The problem is, and we're not going to let this happen to us in 2015, that we often continue to think and behave according to the standard of our earthly culture rather than our heavenly culture. Say heavenly culture.
Heavenly culture.
Heavenly mindset.
Heavenly mindset.
Will change my life
for the better.
You still with me?
Yes,
so what the Apostle Paul mean by present your body as a living sacrifice? The greatest obstacle to moving in the supernatural is having a mind that has not been renewed. The miracles, the signs, the wonders, the impossible things becoming possible, incurable things becoming curable, is because if you're a believer and can't move in that, it's because your mind has not been renewed to your spiritual citizenship or your spiritual culture. I told you only the sword of the Spirit, only a revelation of God's word can change you to that degree that you no longer live by your senses, but you operate by faith. You're no longer led by your flesh, you're led by the Spirit. It doesn't matter what somebody else says. Something you know that overrule what the situation says, the circumstances say, the person say, the group, the committee. It doesn't matter. It's something you know in your inner man. You're strong inside. And when you're strong on the inside, what come out of the inside can change the outside. Now, you're on the Mount of Transfiguration. Matthew chapter 17. On the Mount of Transfiguration, what Jesus had on the inside came on the outside. And there, I tell you right now, you're going to have some manifestation in your life in 2015. If you don't hear another message, just feed on this. You're going to have some manifestation, because as you get strong on the inside, life get better on the outside. Are you hearing me? I'm talking to everybody. God love all of us. Shortcoming and all. You want to do something for you. You want to do something with you. You want to do something through you. Am I talking to you? It doesn't matter what facts say. Faith changes fact. Truth changes fact. Revelation changes fact. Fire supposed to burn people up. But the three Hebrew boys didn't burn. Why? They knew somebody. Lions supposed to eat people up. But it didn't eat Daniel up because he knew somebody. Goliath supposed to whoop the smaller person. But he couldn't whoop David because David knew somebody. And we got to start living this David and the Hebrew boys live now. You know, it got categories. It don't have to be a burning fire. It could be somebody just messing with your family all the year. Just vexing. I'm going to be nice tonight. I got guests. So presenting your body as a living sacrifice. Let's see what it really means. So the greatest obstacle to moving in the supernatural is having a mind that have not been renewed. Now, you know you renew your mind with the word of God, right? Feed on it. And renewal cannot occur, watch this now, and renewal cannot occur until the body is presented as a living sacrifice to God. In other words, God, you're not going to get your mind renewed with your body over there. Why? Because when your body over there doing something else, Satan got access to your mind. So, and renewal cannot occur until the body is presented as a living sacrifice, my God, to God. That include dying to self. How many of y'all ever been selfish? Come on, Jesus, help him. Anybody want to say that, you know? Well, we know we all, you human, you've been there. Unless you're a robot, we can turn you off. Somebody made you hot? You'd like to slap their ears off. You, yeah. Why you was a Christian? Oh, yeah. So you have to die to self and totally surrender to God. And you can't do that without the word. Write this down. Do not conform to the mentality of this world. I'm going to tell you three things under that. Do not allow yourself to conform to the fallen world mindset. The fallen world mindset. They think they're going somewhere. They're not going nowhere. What's the fallen world mindset? It's value and behaviors, ways of thinking that are opposed to those of God's kingdom. The world values are destructive because they focus not on God but on themselves. Any area of your life that is not transformed according to the nature of Christ has been conformed to the world and need to be renewed by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, renew my mind. Say it.
Holy Spirit,
every time. Now, let me give you a little bit on be transformed. I'll be closing in a minute. Be transformed. The transformation, listen, of our mind, listen very carefully now, is a supernatural process. It's ongoing. Every day you got to renew your mind. That's why you had to feed on the word of God and come out of the word of God is renewing. Look at Ephesians 4:23. Let's walk a little bit now. Ephesians 4:23. Romans 8:27. Romans 8:6. Ephesians 4:23. And being renewed, what? Ephesians 4:23. In the spirit of your mind. You see that? Everybody see that? All right, what's the next one I call? Romans 8:27. What you finding now? Romans 8:27. You got a statement in there called the mind of the Spirit. You see that? Is it in there? Underline it. The mind. Is it in there? It's 27 verse. Where that? The mind. Say it. Everybody say the mind of the Spirit. Now remember what it said in Ephesians 4:20. It said being renewed in the spirit of your mind. All right? Then they are talking about praying in the spirit there. Romans 8:26, 27, 28. And when you're praying in the spirit, you get the mind of the spirit. You go to thinking like the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost know how to think. Now, let's go back to the 8th chapter of Romans. I try to explain to you at the 8th chapter, the 16th chapter, Paul cut off talking about the gospel of life. The 9th, 10th, and 11th chapter, he started to talk to his brother and the Jew. They're still out there. God said for us to pray for them. He was God, they were God's chosen people, but they were looking for a king some other way. But he took up in the 12th chapter teaching us about how to live in the spirit. And now he hit it hard because he said, if you're really going to live for God, if you're really going to walk in the blessings of God, you're going to have your body under control. That's 1 Corinthians 9:27. Come on, y'all better get these scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians 9:27. We'll come back to the other one in Romans. Look at 1 Corinthians 9:27. Did he talk about bringing your body under subjection? Did he say God was going to bring it under subjection? Oh, what did he say? Huh? What? Well, how can I do this, Reverend? My body is crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. All our bodies crazy. I'm going to tell you right now, all our bodies are crazy. If you turn your body loose, it won't bathe, it won't bathe, it won't do nothing. It just sit there. Your body just sit there. It won't wash no dishes, nothing. It won't do nothing. But I keep under my body. What? And bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself. Now, let me show you a law. Go back to Romans 8. Let me show you a law. I want you to look at the second verse for you. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's in the word. Has made me what?
Free.
From what? That's free from Satan. If I know how to operate properly, Satan cannot control me. The only access Satan has to me is what? I can't hear the rest of y'all. I'll be wasting my time in the last moment in this year. Listen. If you're being tricked, because thoughts lead to feeling, feeling lead to decision lead to action lead to habit lead to character, and character lead to your destiny. You didn't think of that yourself. It's Satan plant that lie in your mind. And if you don't catch it right quick and turn it, you're going to follow it. How many know I know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we all have experienced that. You see that law in Romans 8 too? Now listen what the Bible say in Romans 8:6. Turn to Romans 8:6. Get it for me. For to be carnally minded, now a carnally minded person is a person who is a Christian, but they haven't renewed their mind. Don't know how. They even read the Bible, but they don't know how to renew your mind. You renew your mind by meditating, standing still before the word of God and saying, now God, speak to me. Give me direction. Help me. The most powerful thing you have in your life is your infirmity. I said the most powerful thing you have in your life to be strong in the Lord is to recognize, Lord, I'm weak, but you're strong. Lord, I made the mistake. You didn't make none. See, a lot of times people go to Romans 8:1, because a lot of times people make a mistake and the devil whoop them with that mistake. There's no condemnation in them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. You see that? So I'm showing you how to walk after the spirit. Romans 8:14 says, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Then the 16th verse says, if you want a witness, say the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. But see, now you remember what I told you? Remember what I told you? My. Oh, my goodness. Is that Isaiah 26? God will keep you in perfect. Or Isaiah 23? 26 and what? Turn to Isaiah 26:3. Listen to this. You got any worries? You got any anxieties? You got some bills you need to pay? You got some places you want to go? All worry is an unrenewed mind. Anxiety, stress is an unrenewed mind. Your mind telling you God can't do it. Notice what he said. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is to... Well, how do I keep my mind on God? Through his word. For 43 years, every day, I've been in his word. See? How many of y'all lack perfect peace? You're not going to have it in this world unless you move beyond the standard of this world. And I'm going to just tell you right, being a church where you be taught like this, you've got to hear the word of God, rightly divided, strongly divided, that you can walk in this thing, man. Live it, give it, share it, be blessed. I'm not waiting to go to heaven. When you have understanding, you can cause heaven to manifest on earth. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. My God shall supply all my need. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anoints my head with oil. Hey, my cup keep running over. My cup, come on, do that. My cup keep running over. I want to speak that on you this year. This year, in 2015, I declare your cup will keep running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you in 2015. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And the scripture gives us something. Scripture says, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Why? He was thinking God's thought. He wasn't taking nothing from God. God wanted us to, God created us in his own image and his likeness. He wanted us to walk this world equal with him. Why? Because we represent him. And he wanted us to use his sword of the spirit to help somebody get saved and get delivered and then show them something. Have something going on in your life that attracts a sinner. Don't tell me manifestation is not important. I'm going too far for that. Got so excited, I knock all my notes out of my pad. Let me find a clothing place. Yeah, choir, come up and sing, and we'll get sing through the new year. I don't preach enough here. Praise God. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. It's a renovation. It's a renewal. Now note this: that one cannot renovate or renew something that never previously existed. When Paul wrote of renewing of your mind, he indicated that the mind had an original state from what it had previously before it sinned. Because when your mind not renewed, you hide from God. Why? Your body acting up. If I could just get this old body under control. You never gonna get that body under control if you don't get your mind under control. Listen to this. So, when we renew our mind, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
We come into alignment with humanity's original mindset. You come on the other side of the fall in the book of Genesis. I listened to the first three chapters of Genesis day before yesterday. I was listening to it on my phone. And Adam was thinking just like God. When a believer, and see now, I'm going to warn you now. Many people are not ready for this. I'm going to warn you now. If you're going to do this, I'm going to warn you right now. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some of your ugly cousins. Because they're going to get upset because you're living like you're out your mind. And what you are, you're out of your natural mind. You're into your renewed mind. So your life starts changing. You start saying some things. You start doing some things. You start going some places. And you stop going to some places. Like the family reunion where everybody gonna get drunk. You don't wanna go there no more. Say, look, cuz, y'all go ahead and have it, I'm not coming. You know, because when y'all get drunk, y'all go to slobbing and acting fool. See, a renewed mind, you don't have to preach against sin. When your mind get renewed, you're gonna see sin. And you're gonna back up. And you're going to live different. Love the same, but live different. So renewal has to do with thinking and living differently. Listen, I'm going to give you these two or three things, and I'm going to shoot out. That is why renewal is such a powerful key to understanding and carrying out God's will. He wants our minds to reflect his mind. So we can return back to his purpose for us. Watch now, watch this. If you've got a religious spirit, hold your right pocket. Enabling us to think and even function as he does. Man, that's about as far I can carry tonight. Let me prophesy a minute or two here. Let me prophesy over you here a minute or two here that you may have new experiences with God. And that which have hindered you from being who God made you to be, because you specially designed each one of us, each one of our fingerprints are different. Each one of our assignments, God has special things for you to do. I declare and decree you're going to have everything you need to do it. And that every blockage you had in 2014 falls now. And you go in a new year with a new life, a brand new change. That the help you couldn't get in 14, you'll get it in 15. The wealth that you couldn't get in 14, you'll get it in 15. I speak, because God sent you here, I speak deliverance from every hindering force that have come against your life. I speak health on you, abundance on you, freedom on you, and that you have promotion in 2015 like you've never seen before. The things you've been believing for, they will arrive in 2015. You won't be running long. I said you won't be running long. They're building houses for you right now. I declare 2015 will be your dream here. Woo! You heard me? And listen, brother and sister, I'm walking in the compassion, love of God. I'm talking to everybody in here. Man, I'm for you. I'm for you. You might not understand me, completely understand me, but you better know it. I'm for you. I want you to cut the rug in 2015. I want you to enjoy life. God wants you to enjoy life. And I want your life to be so strong that you win a lot of people to Christ. There are man or woman in this house tonight. Bow your head. There are man and woman in this house tonight, and you don't know Jesus, and you say, Brother Thompson, I want you to pray for me. I want to go in 2015 knowing for sure that I have Christ in my heart. If that's you, just lift your hand right away. I'm going to pray for you. Just lift your hand. That's you. Pray for me. I want to be a Christian. I want Christ in my life. You watching by internet, just lift your hand. I'll pray for you. Say, Brother Thompson, I'm born of the Spirit, but I've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit. I don't have utterance. I don't speak in tongue. And I have the well, but I don't have the rivers. I have the Spirit within, but I don't have the Spirit. I don't know how to get the Spirit upon me. Well, that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you're not baptized with the Spirit, you're a Christian, and you say, I want to be baptized with the Spirit, I want you to lift your hand. I want to pray for you. Come on, choir, come on up. I want to pray for you. Is there anybody here? Anybody need to be saved? Anybody need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word tonight. Your word is setting in this place upon all these men and women that you brought here to say thank you for 2014. I pray for them. I pray for husbands and wives. I pray for families. I pray for little children. I pray for grandchildren. I pray that this year will be such a year. Come, dear. This year will be such a year. It will be such a year that it will cause blessing to flow like anybody else need to come. The young lady, come. You come stand with her. The blessing will flow on their lives. Every person that you touch to be here at Word of Life tonight, some of them I know, Lord, some of them I don't know, but I'm pronouncing blessing on them right now. Open the door that was closed on them. Open the gate that was shut in their face. Open the windows that have been locked on them, that their blessing can flow. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Let this be the best year that they ever had in their lives. I thank you, I praise you, I honor you, I glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for this young lady as she comes. Anybody else need to come before I go to praying here? Anybody want to make a brand new start? You know what the prayer of a righteous man do? Make tremendous power available, dynamic, and it's working. Who came here and need a quick breakthrough? Who came here and need a, come up here. Come on. You need a quick breakthrough. I need to get it right now. I need a breakthrough. I'm talking about a quick breakthrough. Something pressing you. Need a quick breakthrough. While I'm praying, I'm going to get the quick breakthrough. You'll get it. The prayer of a righteous man. Make tremendous power available. Quick breakthrough. Everybody say quick breakthrough. There's nothing the Holy Ghost can't break through. Listen, look at me. I get breakthroughs just like this. I get breakthrough like popping popcorn. I mean major thing. There's an anointing for breakthrough. Quick breakthrough. Wait, what? Oh, my goodness. You heard that? Quick breakthrough. Yeah, quick breakthrough. Other words, you will not have to go till March. Are you following me? You following me? Now you got to believe. You have to believe. You have to believe. Quick breakthrough. Quick breakthrough. Quick breakthrough. quick, fast, and in a hurry. Breakthrough. Holy Spirit, you told me to call. I got my little sister here. You told me to call people who need a quick breakthrough. I've called them. Now, by divine unction and divine subpoena, each person around this altar, now, I heard three words. Let's see. I heard three words. Four words. Will send it. As soon as I start praying, I heard, I will send it. Now, before I commence to pray, let me tell you. God's mysteries and God's secret is in Revelation. And whoever God has to use to make this happen for you, he'll send that person. and he'll talk to that person. And even if the person didn't want to do it, I heard somebody say, I wish I'd have went up. Come on up. Run now. Run now. Run. Run up here. Run up here. I wish I'd run on up here. I heard somebody say, I wish I'd have been up there. Come on up here. Ha ha ha. Woo, glory to God. I will send it. Now, the good thing about this, God is not a man. And God will not permit his word to be mocked. And God can't fail. So in the name of Jesus, I release. Woo. I release breakthrough. In every situation, I release the breakthrough. The breakthrough coming. Look for it. Reach for it. Woo. You got it? I release that breakthrough. I release that breakthrough. Woo. You got it? You got to get it. Now you got to get it. When it come out of my mouth, you got to get it. In the name of Jesus, I release that breakthrough. Let me tell you what I heard. The Bible says that God has no respect of person, right? I heard the Spirit of God say, and God has no respect of problem. So no matter what it is, if it's healing, if it's financial deliverance, if it's family's home that need to be straightened out, it has been released. I need y'all to shout a little bit now. Shout.